This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the Worldwide Wave.
It's the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. It's Worldwide Wave, Joy's international news and current affairs show for and by the LGBTI community. Stefan is here with me in the studio tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening, Stefan. And my name's Matt.
France has traditionally been the land of liberty. The colonial era sodomy laws were repealed in 1791 after the French Revolution. For LGBTI people, there are extensive discrimination protections. Trans people can freely change their names on legal documentation. And since 2014, marriage equality has been law. But just how far from the homeland do these extend to French territories?
Cross now to French Guiana, a region of the French Republic on the north coast of South America. The same laws, yet an almost invisible LGBTI community in hiding from homophobic acts. Enter an internationally renowned Vogue dancer named Lysandra Ninja. How can the power of Vogue dancing break down homophobia? Filmmaker Audrey Jean-Baptiste, director of the documentary called Fabulous, was there to find out, and here's a taste of what's coming up tonight.
And especially in French Guiana, it's really difficult to be what you want to be because the stereotypes are really strong, and there is like one way to be a man, one way to be a woman, and when you don't fit, it's really hard to live as you want. So the message is, and through the young people, that they really fight to be what they want to be.
French Guiana, it's located to the north of Brazil in South America, is the second largest region of France, with a population smaller than that of Canberra. Its LGBTI community could only be described as underground. It set the scene for a scintillating dance-off for LGBTI rights. Audrey Jean-Baptiste documented the journey of world-famous Vogue dancer returning to her home country in the documentary, which is simply called Fabulous. We asked Audrey to describe what life is like for LGBTI people in French Guiana today.
French Guiana, it's a territory which belongs to France. The situation over there, it's very difficult. Most people hide. They don't show up except like a few people, but there is no actually a real community with places to go to like bars or things like that. So it's really it's quite difficult actually. And in French Guiana, the violence is really high. So it's the same situation for LGBTQ people. They could be, they have to fight. So yes, it's the situation is not peace at all, not good.
And the Roman Catholic faith is the dominant faith. How does that affect daily life?
There is also I don't know what is the exact translation, but there is an evangelist religion too.
Yes.
Which is really important. And I guess a lot of people go to that religion. So it affects a lot because we know that in French Guiana there is like I don't know the translation, it's like a therapy to convert people.
Conversion, right? Therapy, yes.
Yes, conversion therapy. So, but it's quite difficult to know exactly the impact because there is no like studies about LGBTQ community in French Guiana. So it's only about people I know. that I can tell about the situation. But yes, church there is it complicates a lot the situation there because it's not allow it in this religion. So,
and it is a part of, or it sits under French law. So technically, French Guyanese people have all the same laws for LGBT rights, but that is clearly not what is accepted in society.
Yes, because even if French Guiana is a part of France, it's a territory which is like quite far from France, and it's the culture and the way of thinking, the way of life is not the same, you know, so it's very specific. So even if people are exactly, they live under the French law, but there it's not it's not the same because the situation is like very specific there. But it's forbidden to, it's against the law to be homophobic. But actually, sometimes in schools, yes, it's they're not. They don't have the same security there.
Your story is about an international dancer by the name of Lysandra, Lysandra Ninja.
Yes, right.
Tell us the story of how Lysandra came to leave French Guiana and then come back home again.
Lysandra is 33 years old. Actually, 34, and she left French Guiana at the age of 18 years old, and she didn't come back in French Guiana since she left. And she lived in New York and in France, and she left, and she as Xavier and come back as Lysandra, and she really came back for the project, for the movie, because she didn't really wanted to go back. So when I told her about the project, it was at the beginning I wrote a screenplay for a narrative movie, and I was looking for an actor to be an actor in my movie. And then I realized that Lysandra, she has a lot of common points with the character I imagined. So I decided to turn the project into a documentary. And then I asked her if she go back to French Guiana, because it was the story of the character of the narrative, what would you like to do? And she told me that she wanted to do a masterclass of voguing. And so the first voguing masterclass in French Guiana.
That was Audrey Jean-Baptiste and Fabulous, the documentary on Joy 949.
I'm just blown away by this, you know. We'd like you to go back and do let's do a film back in your home country. What would you like to be on? I would like to run a masterclass on Vogue dancing.
I know, it's a...
It's amazing. It is
amazing. It's really amazing.
And the fact that I was really fascinated that when Audrey was speaking to Lysandra, initially she thought no. So there's obviously been some pain in her departure from French Guiana.
Well, I think that might be explained from the beginning of Audrey's interview when she talked about the situation still there, the difficulties. And I know that it's, you know, there's a lot of violence, she was saying, and there's a lot of unemployment there that foster violence. It's very different from the rest of France. And being so far as well, people don't feel like they belong as much. So there's this, I mean, it's very difficult to explain.
They feel more South American than French, perhaps.
I don't know that, I mean, possibly, but there's a strong French identity from the people when you ask them. But, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It's very, very... There's the French identity, but there's also, yes, the South American identity.
Fusion. I can't wait to hear more about how this international diva and the Vogue Masterclass went. In fact, coming up, we're going to hear how those outside of the LGBTI community reacted to the Vogue dance-off. It's Joy, and you're on Worldwide Wave.
where our diverse communities can come together. Joy.
Hi, I am Fernando from Guadalajara, Mexico, and you are listening to Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
We are tonight, of course, talking French Guiana and Vogue, a Vogue masterclass that's on. I wonder what would Australia's dance be? What dance could we all do to break down barriers here in Australia? I mean, we down at the Midsummer Parade a couple of weeks ago, there were people dancing. Mm. Mardi Gras this
weekend.
Were
you dancing?
I was supporting. There were lots of, and Mardi Gras is all about the dance moves and everything. What's our dance move? I mean, I
don't know that I.
Is it the time warp? Is it the YMCA? I mean, it's an oldie bit of goodie.
Yeah, I don't know.
The chicken dance.
Chicken dance.
Joy.org.au, not just a radio station.
A rare queer documentary from the South American territory of French Guiana tells the story of an internationally renowned Vogue dancer who returns to her home country to run a Vogue masterclass. The class was a unique opportunity for learning and expression never before seen in French Guiana. It attracted interest from queer and straight community members alike. We ask Audrey how the different participants responded to this new experience.
When Miss Andrea and I decided to organize this masterclass in French Guiana, it was really important that we know every dancers in the masterclass, because it was really important to create a safe place for dancers and for Lissandra too. I had this responsibility to, you know, the masterclass going well, and I met a lot of dancers, and it was really important to have LGBTQ people, but there are not enough LGBTQ dancers to only do this masterclass with them. So we opened it to other dancers who knew the LGBTQ dancers. And for women, for straight women, they fit really well in the masterclass, but for men, at the beginning, they were a bit shy and a bit, it was a bit awkward to express the feminine part. But at the end, they really felt, they explored. They were really excited about the idea of discover this new dance. But one of them, he didn't do the whole masterclass. He left before the end, so maybe he was not so comfortable with the fact of exploring his feminine part.
I'm sure some of those heterosexual, probably particularly men, from what you're saying, it was probably one of the first times they were surrounded by LGBTQ people. Did you find that was also a problem, a barrier to break?
I don't know, because I spend some times with them before the masterclass to explain them that you're going to learn voguing. I explained them the history of this dance, because I really wanted them to be aware of what's going to happen there, and they knew all the dancers knew each other, so. I'm not sure it was a problem for them to be surrounded by them, but it was, I think, most the fact to explore the feminine parts was not so easy for them.
You said Lissandra did not want to go back initially. By the end of this journey, how was Lissandra feeling about her home country?
The shooting of Fabulous was really quick. We shoot the movie during less than 2 weeks, like 11 days. And so I don't know, it was really fast. We didn't have so much time at the end to talk about. Very complicating for her to come back as Lissandra. I know that in the street, some people told her bad comments. But the good part of that is that in October, we went back to French Guiana to show the movie, and she came back and she did another masterclass, and people were really warm with her and said very nice things to her. And so it was a very emotional moment, because we felt that people supported her, even if we heard bad comments, but it's still gonna be, but most of the reaction were really positive, so we were like, it was really a very nice moment, and I think maybe it's gonna reconnect her at the end, I hope.
We'll have to stand by for the sequel, I think, to find out how close the reconnection is. But actually, coming up, Audrey tells us how the film was received when it was shown in French Guiana, which is really intriguing. I am also fascinated by, in addition to this whole thing of you've got the issues of masculinity and, you know, people not really wanting to show their feminine side, you've also got Lysandra left the country at age 18 as Xavier and came back as Lysandra. Like, there must have been an intense personal, you know...
The journey for her must have been really, really intense, as you said.
And challenging, and hence that resistance.
And yes, the resistance originally to come back. But Audrey was saying that they shot the movie very quickly.
Yeah.
So hopefully, it wasn't too much of a... But she went back.
Which is a start. So we've got some more coming up from... our guest, Audrey Jean-Baptiste, the director of the documentary Fabulous. And we're after your messages, of which there's a couple in.
Yes, we did ask you what would be the dance to break out.
What's Australia's dance? It can't be Vogue. That's been taken by French Guiana.
So John from Glen Waverley told us the Nutbush. It can only be the Nutbush.
Nutbush City Limits. Let's see.
Our community is strong. Make joy even stronger and become a member. joy.org.au.
Dzień dobry, I am Kylie from Poland. It's great to have a place like Joy 94.9, where we can talk about trans issues from across the globe on a worldwide wave.
We've put the call out for the Australian dance that will change the minds on LGBTI issues, and we've had... John from Glen Waverley said the Nutbush. We're thinking that's not terribly Australian. We've had Jamie from Moorabbin says anything RuPaul. That would be interesting. That would certainly be out there. And RuPaul's got a following. I'm thinking maybe line dancing, some heel-toe, slide.
You've really thought about that deeply. I'm a little bit worried.
Or the other thing, because I saw the Dream doco on the other night, the Australian Dream.
Yes.
And one of those war dances that Adam Goods did, that would just scare the bejeebus out of everyone. Tonight we are in French Guiana. And our guest is documentary filmmaker Audrey Jean-Baptiste, who brings a rare insight into French Guiana's hidden LGBTI community. One of the young people interviewed in Audrey's documentary was asked what it would take for French Guiana to develop an open LGBTI community. Their answer was simply visibility. We asked Audrey if this was one of the aims of her film.
Yes, I hope so, because the movie was in a festival in French Guiana, and the young people gave the movie a prize. So it's really positive, and the movie is going to be a screen in high schools. It was screened in universities, so it creates a very big debate about the homophobic situation there. And I really hope that I will... going again to French Guiana to show the movie, and but the debate really has to be visible, because it's a taboo there. So the movie helps to start a conversation about it.
And what message do you want viewers to take away after seeing your film?
There is a lot of message, but one of the messages I really appreciate through Lysandra, it's be what you want to be, and at the end she says to two dancers, dance as if it's the last day of your life. So I think, especially in Australia, people discover the situation in French Guiana. So I really hope with this movie we could continue to have this debate about the situation of LGBTQ people in French Guiana. And especially in French Guiana, it's really difficult to be what you want to be, because the stereotypes are really strong, and there is like one way to be a man, one way to be a woman. And when you don't fit, it's really hard to live as you want. So the message is, and through the young people, that they really fight to be what they want to be. It's I really support them, and I want to continue to do movies about how to be themselves in French Guiana.
And it's very rare to be able to see a film about queer life in French Guiana. The documentary is called Fabulous. It's screening as part of Queer Screen's Mardi Gras Film Festival. And the director, Audrey Jean-Baptiste, thank you for joining us on Worldwide Wave.
Thank you.
I love it. I love the power of storytelling to change minds, and the fact that people have seen it. She's not only got an award, but they've let it be shown in schools.
In schools, universities, and I think it really raises the awareness of the situation in French Guiana.
And the fact that they're willing to show it says to me that they see there's a problem. They know there's a problem.
Yeah,
and they think we have a responsibility to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think most people, you know, in France, in the mainland or however, wouldn't know of the situation.
Even the French wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't think so, no.
Would the French government even care?
I'm going to...
I'm not blaming you.
No, I'm going to try to keep my French passport and said probably. but, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's still a lot to do, and it is, as Audrey was saying, there is really the stereotype of what a man's got to be and what a woman's has to be, you know. So it's like... To that extent, it's very backward. It hasn't evolved as much as France would have, I think, because it's so remote from the territory.
And that old, chicken and egg thing of do you do legal change, then cultural change, or cultural change, then legal change.
But they've got the legal changes because it's they're aligned to French laws. So,
And what a great line, dance as if it's the last day of your life.
Absolutely, yes.
The film is Fabulous. Sits on a queer screen, queerscreen.org.au.
This is Douglas.
And this is Paula.
From Kaleidoscope Australia Human Rights Foundation, keeping a watchful eye on LGBTI rights across Asia and the Pacific.
On the World Wide Wave.
Want to hear more? Find out about LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
If you think we haven't been dancing away in the studio tonight, go to our Facebook page. You can see our very bad attempt at voguing. Stefan is laughing. Yes, you've got to check it. W3Joy, Worldwide Wave on Facebook.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like Worldwide Wave on Facebook now.
A huge thank you to Audrey Jean-Baptiste, director of the documentary Fabulous, showing at Sydney's Queer Screen Film Festival, queerscreen.org.au. And don't forget, you just heard there, Melbourne Queer Film Festival is coming in a couple of weeks.
Very soon. Thank you very much for the messages on Facebook from Liz, Trent, Doug, Tia, and many more people that have interacted with us on Facebook in the past week. And that's W3Joy on Facebook.
Plus John from Glen Waverley for your SMS. And also Trent has just liked that photo of us voguing. So it's on Facebook, W3Joy. Our behind-the-scene teams are utterly fabulous. Peter, our podcaster, Richard, the music maestro, with Stefan and social media master Dean. Thank you so much. And Harriet, love having you back with us this week, Harriet.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian Time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne. and online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave, or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3 Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.